Yes, 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 yes. Here comes the hurdy-gurdy man singing songs of love. Yes, welcome. Welcome to Hurdy-Gurdy Songs, an eclectic program, truly free-form, whatever that means, where we play a lot of different kinds of music, but music that has a purpose, that has a meaning, that has substance. In other words, it's not just get off your ass and dance. It's do something, look at the movements around you, and look at what's happening in the world. Whether it's very close to you here, like in our beautiful downtown Bushwick, Brooklyn, where Radio Free Brooklyn is based. And I'm really, really honored and fortunate to be able to be here with you. Thank you for joining me. Today, we're going to pick up on a theme from our last program, which is the idea of Cold Wars. If you've been following our program, we've done kind of a little bit of a chronological tracing of some of the songs that were inspired, motivated by different movements and organizations and ideologies about wars, Cold Wars, and particularly the Cold War, which is the U.S. versus Russia, right? But in this current time, we are dealing with several Cold Wars at different levels, both locally and globally. And so I wanted to bring to you this series of programs. In fact, we're going to have several episodes, which I'll talk about a little bit later. But for now, I wanted to pick up what we left off kind of in the 60s, 1960s, last for our last show. And we're going to pick up at that around the same time period to highlight particularly the kinds of songs that were being produced. Hurdy-gurdy songs, if you will, that were being created to talk about, in particular, the U.S. versus Russia conflict. So we're going to start here with a couple of songs, and I'll come back and we'll talk a little bit about them. Thank you for joining us. You are listening to RadioFreeBrooklyn.org, and this is your host, Jorge Hurdy-gurdy Songs.
We're living in a country that's the finest place on earth, but some folks don't appreciate this land that gave them birth. I hear that up in Washington they're having an awful fuss, 'cause communists and spies were making monkeys out of us. The bureaus and departments have been busy night and day. They're figuring out just how we gave our secrets all away. And Congress has appointed a committee, so they said, to find out who's American and who's a low-down red. They call them up to Washington to speak for Uncle Sam, but when they ask them what they are, they shut up like a clam. I wish they'd take and put me on the witness stand today. I'd yell so loud old Stalin could hear me all the way.
I'm no communist, I'll tell you that right now. I believe a man should own his own house and car and cow.
I like this private ownership, I want to be left alone.
Let the government run its business and let me run my own.
Our government is bigger than it ever was today. The more they hire to work for it, the more they have to pay. Our public servants should be proud and honest, you would think.
instead of taking bribes and dressing up their wives in mink. The taxes keep on going up, of that there is no doubt, but still they just can't take it in as fast as they dish it out. Our national debt is a monster size and growing every day. Our children's children, still unborn, are gonna have to pay. Our dollar used to be the soundest money on this earth, but now $2 won't even buy a good old dollar's worth. Unless we stop inflation and take care of what we've got, the communists may win the fight and never fire a shot.
I'm no communist, I'll tell you that right now. I believe a man should own his own, a house and bar and cow.
I like this private ownership, I want to be left alone.
Let the government run its business and let me run my own.
I got a red hot tip for you, Joe. See that guy with the red suspenders driving that car with the bright red fenders. I know he's one of those heavy spenders. Get that communist, Joe. He's filling my gal with propaganda, and I'm scared she will meander. Don't want to take a chance that he'll land her. Get that communist, Joe. He's the most revolting character, and the fellas hate him so. But with the girls, this character is a comrade Romeo. Since my love, he's sabotaging, and the law he has been dodging. Give him what he deserves, jailhouse lodging. Get that communist, Joe.
Get that small Joe.
He's a most revolting character, and the fellas hate him so. But with the girls, his character is a comrade Romeo. Since my love, he's sabotaging, and the law he has been dodging. Give him what he deserves, jailhouse lodging. Get that communist, Joe.
Get that communist, Joe. Get that communist, Joe.
Ooh, get that schmo, Joe. I love that. I just love that piece there. That's by the Cavaliers. And let me tell you a little bit about them. You have to admit that whistling solo was just out of control. It was just so badass. Get That Communist Joe, it's kind of a novelty song. It's one of the several songs of the era that parodied Wisconsin Senator Joseph McCarthy and his crusade against suspected communists in the government and military. In this case, the singer encourages McCarthy to get that communist who is filling his girl with propaganda. Little is known about the Cavaliers, the group that recorded this song in 1954. And I just think it's really interesting, you know, at this time where we were kind of reevaluating, revalorizing, or redefining the idea of socialism and what it is. And they're contrasting opinions about what it is. But here, during the Cold War, it was very clear that there was this threat, this serious threat to our values, which I think, you know, we're also reevaluating. In any case, before that, we heard I'm No Communist by Lulu Bell and Scotty. Lulu Bell and Scotty, they were an American husband and wife duo that was popular in the 30s and 40s for their country songs primarily. They married in 1934, and the pair became popular for their appearances on radio and later in several motion pictures. In 1952, the pair recorded I'm No Communist, a musical response to the House Un-American Activities Committee, the hearings of 1950 and 51. Its lyrics begin with a condemnation of communism, but quickly jump into this criticism of government spending, increasing debt, and high taxes. Nothing changes, really. The pair retired from the music scene in the late 1950s. Lulu Bell, whose real name is Myrtle Cooper, later served as a state politician in North Carolina House of Representatives. So these are musicians and politicians. And I would argue that this intersection of culture and politics, cultural politics such as it is as important as being conscious of policy and advocating for new policy. We have to understand the culture and we have to change the culture. And here are examples of positions taken in songs about the culture of the time, the fear of the communists of the time. As such, they speak to that moment. Another aspect of the Cold War was this competition that we had with the then Soviet Union. And here's a piece, the next piece I want to play for you is by Ray Anderson and the Home Folks, who talk about this race in space between the U.S. and the Soviet Union, and it's called Sputnik and Mutniks.
I ever saw from space, with a dog inside that got to ride into the USA to see our hound dog or American groundhog. That Russian canine can't stand the pace. Mutniks and Mutniks flying through the air. Mutniks and Mutniks flying everywhere. They're so ironic. Are they atomic? Those funny missiles have got me scared. That we're 5 years behind, and if that's true, I'm telling you this hiding place is mine. Don't care if it's roomy, just so it's roomy, and so it's somewhere Sputnik can find. Sputniks and Mutniks flying through the air. Sputniks and Mutniks flying everywhere. They're so ironic. Are they atomic? Those funny missiles have got me scared.
It's so ironic. Are they atomic? I love that. Ray Anderson. Yeah, Ray Anderson and the Home Folks. Sputniks and Mutniks. Ray Anderson, he was an American country singer known for his distinctive voice and hillbilly music. This sounds really rockabilly to me. He was born to a poor family in West Virginia and served in the U.S. Air Force during World War II. After the war, he worked in radio in his home state, and he became a program director and disc jockey. Anderson also wrote and performed his own songs. In 1957, Anderson also recorded this particular song, a song expressing concerns that the Soviet space program was years ahead of the United States. Anderson later became an ordained preacher in the 1960s and turned his focus towards gospel music. So there's another example of a hurdy-gurdy song talking about the fear of being threatened by these atomic powers, to which we're now going to switch to a more rockabilly sound from a gentleman by the name of Al Rex, and here's a piece of his called Hydrogen Bomb. I hope you enjoy it.
bomb, bomb, the hydrogen bomb. Player Jonah got lost in the belly of a crazy whale. Well, Jonah got lost in the belly of a crazy whale. He was a solid man and dig that crazy tail. He bomb, bomb, hydrogen bomb. Bomb, bomb, hydrogen bomb. It's a big loud noise and you're real gone. Bomb, bomb, the hydrogen bomb. Well, Dan, you was a real cool cat, they say. Well, Dan, you was a real cool cat, they say. He did the mamba with the other cats, ole, ole. He bomb, bomb, hydrogen bomb. Bomb, bomb, hydrogen bomb. It's a big loud noise and you're real gone. Bomb, bomb, the hydrogen bomb. Well, Gabriel had a horn that was all real. He was a real gone daddy with a solid booty beat. Hey, bomb, bomb, hydrogen bomb. Hey, bomb, bomb, hydrogen bomb. It's a big loud noise and you're real gone. Bomb, bomb, the hydrogen bomb. Judgment Day will come someday, they say. Well, Judgment Day will come someday, they say. And when it does, we'll all be rocked away. Hey, bomb, bomb, hydrogen bomb. Hey, bomb, bomb, hydrogen bomb. It's a big loud noise and you're here gone. Bomb, bomb, the hydrogen bomb.
Bomb, bomb, hydrogen bomb. Al Rex, an American singer and musician. He earned a degree of musical fame as the double bass player for a group you may have heard of, Bill Haley and his Comets. And Rex later had a somewhat short solo career, which included the 1959 single, Hydrogen Bomb. This upbeat tempo, kind of oddly doo-wop, bomb, bomb, hydrogen bomb style harmony, invokes not only religious characters and themes, but gives these warnings of Judgment Day when we'll all be rocked away. Neither this song or Rex's career as a solo artist was very successful, and soon retired after. From the music industry. So there's Al Rex with Hydrogen Bomb. So here you can hear these hurdy-gurdy songs talking about atomic power, nuclear power, many of the things that we're still dealing with. 60 years later now? Over 60 years? In any case, you are listening to Hurdy-Gurdy Songs on RadioFreeBrooklyn.org. I would like to invite you to please let me know how you like the program. Love your suggestions, your comments, your ideas. You can write to me, post to me at Jorge at Radio Free Brooklyn, one word, .org. And I'm always looking for your ideas on hurdy-gurdy songs. I have some interesting programs that I'm working on researching now. And I'll talk a little bit more about those, but I am always open to your suggestions. Jorge at RadioFreeBrooklyn.org. In any case, thank you for listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. We are a not-for-profit 501c3 charitable organization, and we ask for any support or donations that you feel comfortable with. It helps us meet our considerable cost of running a internet radio program. And if you want to support in particular hurdy-gurdy songs, there's a way to do that as well. You can designate that. But do visit our website at radiofreebrooklyn.org and check us out. Look at our wonderful program. Dr. Lisa, of course, with her wonderful therapeutic program. Just a real, you know, variety of kinds of radio that we'd like to bring to you. And one of the great things about it is that we can say, and we do say and do the things that we want to do that need to be said. That's one of the wonderful things about this kind of community-driven radio. So please support us in any way you can. I'm going to get back to some more of the music now. I want to turn now to, even though it's kind of out of the chronology, I'd like to step out for a minute, but because of the concept of atomic power, nuclear threats, you know, which come along with some of these Cold War conflicts, I'd like to turn to a piece written by most unique American artist, folk artist of his time, Woody Guthrie. And I'd like to turn to a piece by written by Woody, lyrics by Woody Guthrie, titled "Worlds on Fire." And this is an interesting piece here. It's curious because if you think of Guthrie's "This Land Is Your Land," it used the music from the Carter family's "When the World's on Fire." And so this song, at least the idea of it, served as a model for Guthrie's, but Guthrie brings a whole different kind of tack to it, you know, focusing much more on the threats of atomic power at the time. This is a recording that appears on an album called New Multitudes that was released on Rounder Records in 2012. And it includes Jim James from My Morning Jacket, Will Johnson and Anders Parker, along with Jay Farrar. I do want to note that there's a young man by the name of Jeff Monkman who does a beautiful version of the song. I might play it a little bit later in the show, but I'd like to start with the version by Jay Farrar. So here we go. Woody Guthrie's "World's on Fire."
I signed aboard some sea ships just to see the ocean roll. I flew the clouds and airplanes just to satisfy my soul. Up in that big blue heaven, my hopes can freely roam. I will build my sun-dried brick wall where my soul can feel at home. My angel, my darling, when that atom bomb does come, let me be your pillow while this world's on fire. Wildfire will run crawling while the walls will come falling. Lay your weary head down while the world's on fire. When the flames go creeping, when the smoke plume is leaping, we'll play like we're sleeping when the world's on fire. While the skies they are clearing, we'll rise up dreaming, build our cities from the ashes where the world was on fire. Angel, my darling, when that atom bomb does come, let me be your pillow while this world's on fire.
To nation, it's party time in my radiation station. A 14-day supply of multi-purpose food, water, medicine, be sure to include. Build your bomb bungalow, you'll need postpone, with no down payment and an FHA loan.
Let the tests go up in the atmosphere. In my fallout shelter, I'll have no fear. My baby and me, cozy will be away from radioactivity.
20 megatons is the size of the boom, and if they let it go, I'll feel no doom. Let the cats run about, helter skelter, gonna live in my fallout shelter. I'm not scared, I'm prepared, I'll be spared.
Wendy megatons is the size of the boom, and if they let it go, I'll feel no doom. I let the cats run about, they're gonna live in my fallout shelter. So if you want to be full of confidence, get survival jazz and civil defense.
You live like a king in your fallout pad, till the all clear sounds on Conograd. Dial 640-1240 Conograd.
Wow, Scott Peters doing his wonderful fallout shelter. Definitely you can hear us. We're swinging into the 60s by this point, and you can hear a very different attitude towards nuclear holocaust emerging. Quote, good survival jazz and civil defense. You live like a king in your fallout pad. Scott Peters was a Canadian-born singer and actor. He starred in a string of B-movies during the 1960s, as well as making guest appearances on television programs like Bonanza, Gunsmoke, and 77 Sunset Strip. He definitely had that 60s character look, B-movie character look, intense. In 1961, he released a song called Fallout Shelter, this song, using the name Peter Scott Peters. It was later covered in the UK by Mike and Bernie Winters, with a slow swing beat and dark humor. Fallout Shelter suggests that it's going to be party time in the nuclear bomb shelters. At the end, you hear him refer to CONELRAD, which is the American Emergency Radio Network for use during a Soviet nuclear attack. Yes, Scott Peters. And before that, we heard that beautiful version of Worlds on Fire. So these are hurdy-gurdy songs that are taking into account the real fear that these artists are expressing of a lot of what the society is seems to be focused on, or at least, you know, what the powers that be want us to feel, which is basically fear, and that we would follow the dictates, the instructions, should something happen. Going on to the 60s, things, of course, we know, started to get much more intense in terms of the counterculture. Vietnam, which, if you listen to Amy Goodman's program, American Democracy Now, which I love Democracy Now! And I love following her, we were still dealing with these questions of the U.S. and versus communism. And the 60s, the overt enemies were, in the U.S. context, the Vietnam, China, and by proxy, the Soviet Union, which was still very much a power at the time, as everyone knows. I'd like to shift now to, in the 60s, a piece which probably became, I guess, one of the most emblematic pieces of the time. And it's I'll play two tunes back to back. First is Eve of Destruction, Barry McGuire, and then The Spokesman, their rejoinder called The Dawn of Correction. So let's take a listen to these.
The Eastern world, it is exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Yeah, my blood's so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Think of all the hate there is in Red China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. the pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace and tell me over and over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. No, no, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
To keep free people from red domination. Maybe you can vote, boy, but man your battle stations, or there'll be no need for voting in future generations. So over and over again, you keep saying it's the end. But I say you're wrong, we're just on the dawn of correction. There are buttons to push in two mighty nations, but who's crazy enough to risk annihilation? The buttons are there to ensure negotiation, so don't be afraid, boy, it's our only salvation. So over and over again, you keep saying it's the end. But I say you're wrong, we're just on the dawn of correction. You tell me that marches won't bring integration, but look what it's done for the voter registration. Be thankful our country allows demonstrations instead of condemning. Make some recommendations. I don't understand the cause of your aggravation. You mean to tell me, boy, it's not a better situation? So over and over again, you keep saying it's the end. Say you're wrong, we're just on the dawn of correction. You missed all the good in your evaluation. What about the things that deserve commendation? Where there once was no cure, there's vaccination. Where there once was a desert, there's vegetation. Self-government's replacing colonization. What about that Peace Corps organization? Don't forget the work of the United Nations. So over and over again, you keep saying it's the end. But I say you're wrong, we're just on the dawn of correction. But I say you're wrong, we're just on the dawn of correction. So over and over again, you keep saying it's the end. But I say you're wrong, we're just on the dawn of correction.
Yeah, that's John Medora. John Medora was the leader, the singer, and singer-songwriter for The Spokesman, an American three-piece band. Definitely with a little bit of tempo problems there at the end, but in any case, this was the only charting single that was in their repertoire, and it was released in 1965 from the group's only album. And the song Dawn of Correction is clearly a conservative response to Barry Maguire's Eve of Destruction, which we heard previously, that was released earlier that same year. So there's this kind of back and forth, tit for tat, of hurdy-gurdy songs, both speaking to the perspectives and ideas of the artist who perhaps were representative of these, of the polarities that we're very much aware of today. It's a kind of a lyrical preaching and similar musical style. Both of these songs have this kind of like preachy musical 60s style. And the Spokesmen, they were talking about the fears about the conscription of non-voters and the nuclear threat. These practices, they claim, quote, keep people free from red domination. Kind of extraordinary that you would still have this kind of a attitude at the time. But in any case, Eve of Destruction itself previously was written by P.F. Sloan. And it's one of the best-known protest songs of the Cold War era. Its foreboding lyrics and McGuire's gravelly vocals, it warns of escalating violence and an imminent nuclear holocaust. Its lyrics also scold Americans for their hypocrisy, for conscripting those too young to vote, and for criticizing the hatred in communist countries while they still wrestle with domestic racism. They mentioning Alabama, Selma, Alabama, by name. Eve of Destruction received plenty of radio airplay, and it's, you know, it was kind of a pop hit. It reached number one on the U.S. singles chart with these provocative lyrics, and it sparked a great deal of commentary, as well as several musical responses. It wasn't just the Spokesmen. Dawn of Correction was probably the best known of these responses, rejoinders to it. So there you have it. Mid-60s. We're now by the mid-60s. And we're listening to these hurdy-gurdy songs on radiofreebrooklyn.org. I want to remind everyone that we do have mobile apps, both iPhone and Android. So go to radiofreebrooklyn.org and you can download these and carry us in your pocket. Wouldn't it be great to have these hurdy-gurdy songs available to you at all times? So you can know what a hurdy-gurdy song is. And perhaps you might can tell me, what are your hurdy-gurdy songs? Send them to me, Jorge@radiofreebrooklyn.org. Also sign up to our newsletter. We have ticket giveaways. We have special events. As a matter of fact, tonight, if you're in the Bushwick area here, actually in the Stanton, the lower Manhattan area, Lower East Side, Arlene's Grocery tonight is the Love Honey EP release show. It starts at 8 p.m. I think there's a $10 ticket prize, you know, door ticket prize and general admission. There's Love Honey celebrating the release of their EP, Dig This, at 95 Stanton Street in New York City, Arlene's Grocery. Definitely an institution. Highly regarded, Love Honey, please feel free, join us down at Arlene's Grocery tonight. Okay, well, we're starting to get close to the late 60s, but before we leave the 60s, we're going to go into more of a country feel right here. And this is from Marty Robbins doing... the great Marty Robbins doing Ain't I Right? I guess right may have been kind of a double entendre here. I'm not sure. But in any case, here's Marty Robbins. I Ain't Right. Ain't I Right? Ain't I Right? 1966 recording.
Came down to this southern town last summer to show the folks a brand new way of life. But all you've shown the folks around here is trouble, and you've only added misery to their strife. Your concern is not to help the people, and I'll say again, though it's been often said, your concern is just to bring discomfort, my friend, and your policy is just a little red. Now ain't I right?
Ain't you right? Ain't you right?
It matters not to you how people suffer, and should they, you consider that a gain.
You bring a lot of trouble to the town and then you leave. That's part of your communistic game. I detect a little communism. I can see it in the things you do. Communism, socialism, call it what you like. There's very little difference in the two. Now ain't I right?
Ain't you right? Ain't you right?
Your followers sometimes have been a bearded, bathless bunch. There's even been a minister or two. A priest, a nun, a rabbi, and an educated man have listened and been taken in by you. All the country's full of two-faced politicians who encourage you with words that go like this. Burn your draft card if you like, it's good to disagree. That's a get-acquainted communistic kiss. Now ain't I right?
Ain't you right? Ain't you right?
One politician said it would be nice to send some blood and help the enemy in Vietnam. That's what he says, here's what I say, let's just keep the blood. Instead, let's send that politician mad. Let's rid the country of the politicians who coddle tramps that march out in our streets, protesting those who want to fight for freedom, my friend. This kind of leader makes our country weak. Now ain't I right?
Ain't you right? Ain't you right?
Let's look and find the strong and able leaders. It's time we found just how our neighbors stand. If we're to win this war with communism, let's fight it here as well as Vietnam. Let's rise as one and meet our obligations, so communistic boots will never trod across the fields of freedom that were given to us with the blessing of our great almighty God. Across the fields of freedom that were given to us with the blessing of our great almighty God.
Well, Marty, ain't he right? I think he's very right. But it's an interesting thing, in my opinion. What I see is such a kind of bifurcation, fancy word for split kind of culture that has been around a long time. I mean, communism, socialism, call it what you like. There's very little difference in the two. That's not a very sophisticated critical analysis, but be that as it may, he calls out politicians and he suggests sending some of them to Vietnam. So there's this kind of really kind of schism and split even within these positions that these hurdy-gurdy songs express. What I'd like to do now is tell you a little bit about Marty Robbins. He was an American singer-songwriter whose career, it spanned more than three decades. He was very popular, very popular. Born in Arizona, he joined the U.S. Navy and served in the Pacific Theater during World War II. After his discharge, he returned to Arizona and he made a living performing in local bars and clubs before presenting on radio and TV, and he signed a record deal with Columbia. Robbins is known for his signature song, the Western theme, El Paso. In 1966, he wrote and recorded And I Write, a song that takes aim at communists, quote, a bearded, bathless bunch. He takes aim against protesters, quote, tramps, and two-faced politicians. Robbins reportedly wanted Ain't Right released as a single. However, studio bosses at Columbia considered it too political and provocative. Perfect hurdy-gurdy song. Okay. You are listening to Hurdy-Gurdy Songs with your host, Jorge. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm going to continue, but I want to invite you to please support our program, our radio station, RadioFreeBrooklyn.org. We need you. We are here for you, and we want to serve the community and share all these wonderful programs that we have here at RadioFreeBrooklyn.org. I'm going to stay with that kind of also country folk country vibe from a performer by the name of Janet Green. And Janet Green, she was an American folk singer who had kind of a whirlwind career. She was very beautiful, but she performed these anti-communist songs in the mid-1960s. She was kind of considered the anti-Joni, anti-Baez. She was born Janet Markham in Ohio in 1930, and she married a businessman, David Greenroos, while a teenager, then worked as a children's performer and television host in her native state, Ohio. In 64, anti-communist activists persuaded Green to relocate to California. She wrote and recorded 8 political songs, one of the first of which was Commie Lies, quote, with lyrics like, Satan has a new disguise, be careful of the commie lies, swallow them and freedom dies. She had a sweet voice, but very politically barbed lyrics. That's why she was dubbed the anti-Baez. This song, Poor Left Winger, attacks liberals and socialists and is typical of her songs. So let's listen to Poor Left Winger by Janet Green.
I'm just a poor left winger, befuddled, bewildered, forlorn, duped by a bearded singer, peddling his communist corn. In the Cafe Expresso, sounds of guitars could be heard, wanging a plaintive folk song, spreading the communist word. Hair hung around his shoulders, and sandals were on his feet. His shirt tail was ragged, making the picture complete. I followed him off to college, the man that I came to adore, where student demonstrations locked every classroom door. We led the march on the White House and forced the cops to come in. We claimed each one was brutal as we kicked him in the shin. It was all so intellectual. What glorious tales I was told of history's certain progress into the communist fold. I fell for those empty falsehoods, but now I know full well those little words on the posters were all that he could spell. Those dialectic phrases made a marvelous field, but hidden behind that beard beat the heart of a frustrated heel. Now all my illusions are shattered about the man I admired. I'm just a poor left winger, befuddled, bewildered, and tired.
Yeah. You got to give it to Janet Green. This song really is, the lyrics are really quite brilliant. I mean, how many country songs, you know, talk about dialectics, about the intellectualism of the left? It's really, really cynical, of course, kind of humorous, but intelligent. And that's something that is one of the things I really love about hurdy-gurdy songs, that they're usually something really, really intelligent about them, whatever perspective or ideology they're coming from. But we should be critical and at least listen to them. In any case, thank you so much for listening to our program today, Hurdy Gurdy Songs. I'm going to go out with the other version of Woody Guthrie's words, "Worlds on Fire" by Jeff Muckman. Thank you so much for joining us. Until next time, Hurdy Gurdy Songs at RadioFreeBrooklyn.org. Thanks and take care. See you next Tuesday.
This is DJ Arnico, host of the Truth to Power show on Radio Free Brooklyn, every Thursday at 9 a.m. Please tune in for a conversation of poets and writers, allies and teachers, the personalist political.
How's it going? This is Jared Berenstein, host of Famous Dead People, here to remind you that the views expressed by hosts and guests of Radio Free Brooklyn do not represent the views of Radio Free Brooklyn, its staff, or management. Thank you for listening.